This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 207 for Monday, January 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola $2 to $6 higher, the March contract up $4.50 at $628.50 per ton. Soybeans and soy oil were both higher to start the week, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up overnight. Chart-based positioning contributed to the gains in canola as values hit their highest levels in 3 weeks. Tightening supply projections and the need to ration demand underpinned the futures. However, strength in the Canadian dollar did temper the upside, with the currency climbing off nearby lows relative to its U.S. counterpart. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans, boosted by IDEA's losses last week, were overdone. The March contract up 15 cents at 10.07 per bushel. Hot and dry weather damaging crops in Argentina was also supportive, with downgrades to production estimates from the South American country expected. However, conditions do remain favorable for developing crops in Brazil, while Chinese demand for U.S. soybeans has shown signs of slowing recently. Corn, also underpinned by the dry weather hurting Argentina's crops, the March contract up 8 cents at $4.59 per bushel. The USDA is set to release its monthly supply-demand projections on Friday, and pre-report positioning is expected to be a feature of the trade this week. Wheat futures posting solid gains across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 cents in the March contract at $5.90 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in the March hard red winter wheat contract at $5.54 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 13 cents in the March contract at $5.43 per bushel. Sharp losses in the U.S. dollar index internationally were especially supportive for wheat, as that declining currency makes U.S. wheat more attractively priced for international buyers. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.